Thank you for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
And so we say, thank you, Lord, for you are everything, Jesus. You are the beginning and the end. And Lord, we want to know you in a deeper way. Each and every day, a quest to know you in a deeper way. So even tonight, Lord, we ask that you would break in, that you would move upon our hearts and our minds, that we would not remain the same, but we would say yes to your will. We would say yes to your word and yes to your ways. And so, Lord, we come before you to worship you and to bring honor and glory to your name. For, Lord, we shall know you, and we will be free. I thank you, God, for your word. I thank you for the day that I said yes to you, the day that your blood covered all of my sin. I thank you, and I give you praise. We all thank you in this room, Lord, for what you've done for us. So have your way tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the meeting place, but let's not get started without you giving him praise tonight. Give him praise. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank you, Lord. Stir us up to thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Come on.
No more shackles, no more chains.
No more shackles, no more chains. No more bondage. I am free. Yeah. No more shackles, no more chains.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
that with me? Thank you. Man, he said everything he made was good. Did he make you? You did a good job. Amen. Let's give him some praise.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
been defeated. Death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make His praises loud. The enemy's been defeated. The death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in. Come on! Let's shake free in this place the enemy. The enemy's been defeated.
We lift your name up. Shout out to God.
praise. Give him some praise and praise. Praise and praise.
Death couldn't hold me down. We're gonna lift that voice in victory. We're gonna make the praise sound. The enemy's been defeated. Oh, death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift that voice in victory. We're gonna make the praise sound. Oh, enemy's been defeated. Death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift that voice to me. We're gonna make your praises loud. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises.
Get ready, get ready, get ready.
We're gonna lift our voice.
Your chance.
We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud.
In the thunder, the Lord is in the gentle breeze. The Lord is in the lightning. Yes, God. He created everything. 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 Lord, we thank you for our next breath. We thank you.
Rain on me, rain on me.
Holy Spirit, help us to encounter you tonight. It's not about our mind. It's about our spirit, man. So, Lord, even tonight, those that are questioning you, will you overwhelm them? Will you let them know that you're near? Would you let them know that you are the worthy one? That you're the holy one? That we would cease from striving. And we would allow you to have your way with us. Have your way, that we would be a people that would abide in you. So Lord, even tonight, with all those that are here with questions, would you override their questions and touch their heart tonight? Let them know that you're near. No distractions. Only you. Right now. Right here in this place. Right here in this moment. I ask God that for those that have attended church most of their life, that you would touch them fresh and new tonight. And I ask for those, Lord, that have never really attended church, that you would touch them fresh and new tonight. That you, Jesus, are the end of all things. You're the Omega. You are everything. So Holy Spirit, open our eyes and our hearts tonight about how we can trust you, that we would not lean onto our own understanding, but we would trust you in all things. Through every trial, through every tragedy, through every loss, we would come back and say yes to you, Lord. For you said that all things work to the good. All things. You said that those who would seek first your kingdom, that all things would be added on. So help us tonight to even lay so much down and say yes to walking by the Spirit, being led by it, living by it. Oh God, you are a holy God and you love us. Overwhelm us tonight with your love. We're not trying to get anybody to go to church. We're just trying to get people to you, Jesus. To know you. You know that about us. So we're asking, Jesus, as you're seated at the right hand of the Father, we're asking, Lord, that you would shout out every name in this room to the Father. I'm asking that every name would be lifted to the Father of glory. That circumstances and dreams and visions would begin to occur in every person's life in this room. That a radical change would happen. That every person would have an encounter. We're praying right now. Every man and woman, young and old of God, we're praying right now in agreement that every person in this room would have an encounter with God. Either right now, today, or tonight, or tomorrow, that every person in this room would encounter you, Jesus, and be radically overwhelmed. We would not have one religious folk in this place, but we would have radical overcomers in Christ that would have a divine relationship. Lord, everything has been done for you, Jesus. Help us see that tonight. Everything's been done for you. promised to do everything for us. Everything. As you say yes to your bride, and as your bride says yes to you. Thank you, Lord. We love you. I want to go along with what Penny Moore just said. She said, praise his name. Will you praise his name tonight? Just praise his name right now. Jesus, Yeshua, King of glory, the beginning and the end. We love you, Jesus. You hear us from Elkhart, Indiana, praising your name. Tuesday night, 8:05, you hear us. You see everything. You hear everything. Make no mistake, his eye is upon you. Make no mistake. Every thought.
Catch on fire.
Set us ablaze.
Catch on fire. Catch on fire.
a blaze.
Somebody need to
catch on fire, catch on fire, catch on fire.
Somebody needs to burn with the Holy Ghost. Somebody need to catch on fire, catch on fire, catch on fire. Somebody needs to catch on fire and burn with the Holy Ghost.
Bring it down, Michael. Bring it down. We need to celebrate the abundance of the Lord's voice in our lives. We need to celebrate His abundance, His voice, and how He wants to speak to us. We need to celebrate it. How do you celebrate the abundance of God's voice? How do you do that? You just praise Him and you thank Him and you love Him and you shout out His name and you say thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Say yeah.
Oh. Penny, for loving Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Yes. Shake us out of our complacency, oh God. Shake us out of our mindset that we can only worship one way. Shake us, Lord. You are deserving of all of our praise. All of our praise. Thank you. You are deserving of it. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes.
presence and your word, fire of the living God. Consume our lives with your presence and your word. Let your word burn in us. Let us burn for your word, O God. To know the word, to know the truth, and the truth sets us free.
Zumba or whatever. We need some Jesus. That's what we need.
I'm going to try and be quick and I'm going to try and be nice. God is good. And you want to know why I praise him? I got a broken jawbone. I got hardware in my elbow. I got an artificial ankle. Now, all this didn't happen all at once. But sometimes, you know, you just sit and you're trying to figure out, how should I do this thing? Now, Mike, Z, James, and him, they know I was radical before I showed up here. But when I came here, I said, I don't know how I fit. And I was trying to stifle the Holy Ghost. I was trying to put a lid on him. He said, did I not heal your ankle so you could jump for me? He said, did I not fix your elbow so you could lift your hands to me? He said, did I not fix your jawbone that didn't require no surgery to lift your voice? He said, I want you to praise, and that's when the glory comes on out. Don't be ashamed to praise your Lord. Folks praise him more in basketball games, football games, and our God did more than a basketball game, than a football game, than all the millions of dollars. You better praise your Jesus.
Amen. Just so you all know, I just don't give the microphone to anybody. I know that she's the real deal. She's the real deal. There's a lot of real deals. Lord, we do thank you. How you've never given up on any one of us in this room, Lord. So, Lord, I just ask that tonight,
there's that one young man or young woman in this place, young or old, that don't know you, that tonight that you would break in, that they would know the real Jesus. The real Jesus. The Jesus of the Word of God, of the Bible. And not the domesticated Jesus. Paul said, I don't know, you better be careful, because a lot of people are preaching some kind of Jesus that isn't the real Jesus. So be careful. So Lord, we ask tonight that you would reveal yourself to us in a greater way. Every one of us in our journey. And that our hope would arise in this place tonight because of you. That we wouldn't allow the evening news to dictate our new mood or our destiny. And as people are falling by the wayside through fear, that we would be standing on the mountaintop with love, proclaiming your name and your goodness. Establish your presence in this region. Set this region afire. In the quiet place and in the rowdy place. To really know you, Jesus. To encounter you. So we're just going to take a moment and we're going to take up an offering that keeps the meeting place going. You can sow in to this ministry tonight and to the house of prayer, that people would pray and worship before the Lord. And it all counts when it's from a willing heart and a faithful heart. So Lord, establish your burning prayer furnace. And bless this offering for your glory and for the advancing of your kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen.
worship you, Father. Exalting your name. You capture my heart. Now my life is changed.
Lift up my hands. Lift up.
Tonight, before we leave, I want to give you a scripture. One scripture I want you to meditate on, and it's found in John chapter 5, verse 37 through 40. And the reason I want to give that, because I want you to think of the question, do you really know him the way you need to know him? Do you really know Jesus according to the word of God? Do you really know him? Have you encountered him? I believe that we suffer a great lack of revelation of who he really is. And to know him is our quest. It's everything to know Christ. And knowing Jesus is, I keep saying, he's not this domestic Jesus that we can manage the way we want him and move him the way we want to move him according to how we want to live our lives. And that's happening a lot. But do we allow him to make demands upon our life? Because he is the King of glory. With our time, with our thoughts, with our attitudes, with everything we do, with our money. Jesus is not made after man's image. We are made after his image. And so we don't want to put him in our own box. So I want you to dwell on these scriptures, because he was speaking to the people. He says, verse 37, and the Father himself who sent me, he's testified of me. And you have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. But you do not have his word abiding in you. Because whom he sent, him you do not believe, Jesus. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. I want you just to dwell on that. That's the message. Do you know him? And before we end, I want to share something. He didn't have time, but very soon we're going to be moving to a new location. And Michael Johnson is going to be able to share his testimony with you. But the reason I wanted to point to Michael is because Michael knows him. He trusts him. I was going to read this. I won't go through it, but it's an article of a car crash that happened. They said it was the worst car crash in Indiana. There were 9 people in the car. 3 lived, the rest went to be with the Lord. They were all part of a church, and Michael Johnson's mom was driving in this rainstorm, and she passed away. Penny Moore, her sister, was thrown from the car and was one of the only survivors. And so at a young age, people came home and told Michael that his mom had went to be with the Lord. And so he has trusted the Lord. And he's up here worshiping and doing what God's called him to do. He could have got bitter and mad at God. I'm sure he had moments. But he kept saying yes to the Lord. And somewhere in his journey, He came in contact and had an encounter with Jesus. This is real. This is not. I'm going to turn and you can pull it up on the screen. Hebrews chapter 1. I want to read this and then I just want to pray and open the altar and dismiss you guys. Michael trusts the Lord no matter what he's went through because he knows who God is. In Hebrews chapter 1, it says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. God's not going to speak any other way. He speaks to us by his Son. His Son has the last word. He's the Omega. Whom he has appointed heir of all things. Jesus is the heir of everything. Through whom also he made the world. Jesus was the creator. He was the uncreated one who created the earth, the heavens, the stars, the moon. He was there. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty of on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Jesus is everything. So, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, and you see people make fun or laugh about Christ and Jesus and who he is, he's going to have his day. He loves everyone, and he wants them to come to him. But he will not stand by and allow evil to live its way out on this earth. He's coming back. You have the King of Glory on your side if you say yes to him. But woe to you and woe to me that walk away from this man, Christ Jesus, who's done everything for us and is everything and will be everything forever and ever and ever. His kingdom will rule and reign forever. You better know him. Do everything you can. We're not asking you to come to this church. We're asking you to know him and reflect who he is. So, Lord, even tonight, no matter what we're going through, the loss of a loved one, the loss of a family member, Lord, you can bring us out of the pit of hell, headed to hell, and bring us into your light. You can help us get over any addiction. You can set us free. You can put a hunger in us. We can be lights that reflect who you are. Burning flames. So Lord, change us. We've asked it tonight. Change us. Make us into your image, oh God. As we say yes to your will and your word and your ways. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, I will heal their land. Heal the land called Elkhart, Mishawaka, and South Bend. Let every prayer be answered for your glory and for your honor. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Go in peace. If you feel a need for prayer and want to come forward, we will pray over you. This has been a great night in the Lord. A great night in the Lord. Just rejoice all the way, knowing it ain't about any man or woman. It's about Jesus. Don't seek after some man or woman or some place to be recognized. Just let the King of Glory, his recognition, be all you need. Amen? Amen. You don't want to leave? God bless you guys. Thank you. In Jesus' name.